speaker is respected Maulana Hassan Mujtaba. Please recite aloud salawat.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa bihi nasta'in. Wa salatu wa salam ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد. Amma ba, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe. Out of His mercy and grace, He chose certain individuals to do the task of His. For those individuals to become the symbols that all of humanity can look up to, that in those individuals the signs of His would be reflected. In their character would be the strength given to them by Allah. In their minds would be the knowledge of Ilham which is from Him. In their character they would emulate all of the qualities to the best of their ability and capacity of Him. That was the task for which a few were chosen. Not everyone was chosen for this task. Because in the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has does not have any limits to time. He knew that certain individuals were never going to break their promise that they made with Him before coming into this world. But the ones who are going to break their promise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not choose them. Out of those individuals that made the promise to Allah that the glory and the brightness and the wealth and the status and the happiness of those individuals who do not have anything to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that none of them was going to distract them from doing the task that they were chosen for. We as individuals who glorify them, we as individuals who are here to pay our respects to one of those individuals who had this task, we need to look into our own selves. Paying respect to Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi is not an event. It is not how many people come together. It is not the speeches. It is not the poetry. It is none of that. If he was alive today, you would find him to be a humble slave of Allah who would ask you, as he did in his last will that the sister read, just to pray for him. But we as individuals who glorify these personalities, we feel satisfied that if we have attended a program where their names are recited and their history is recited and their praise is recited, we have done our job. We will not be able to do our job until and unless other individuals see us and they find those qualities in our character that were the qualities of the individual that we are here to pay respect. A person who was always on time, his program started late. A person who was there for the oppressed, who saw in his worldview, the enemy, as those individuals were going against the tenets of Islam, The people participating maybe are afraid of them. Then when the time comes for them to show their courage, they're in home. When the time comes to show their character, that they are inspired by a personality like Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh, doesn't show. The biggest form of respect and flattery is imitation. When we start imitating him, when we have his qualities in our character, when individuals see us and what they see is a reflection of him and a fragrance of him, then truly have we paid respect to him. I'm supposed to speak to you for about 20 minutes, which is kind of an injustice, but on you, not. What I wanted to speak about, what was the differentiating part of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah with the rest of the people. Some people will say that he was a great philosopher, some people would say that he was a great marja, some people will say that he was an arif. Some people will say that he was a person who gave respect and honor to Islam, and all of the qualities that you're going to see actually emanate from one thing. And that one thing is that he was a slave of Allah. That one thing is that his world view was different than the world view of anyone else. His world view was the same as those individuals who were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do the tasks of Allah. In his world view, there was no fear of anyone else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has said it in life that I have not been afraid of anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a statement that truly can be said by his mouth. How many of us are afraid? If I was to say anyone who's participating, the camera is going to turn around and start taking your pictures, and then those pictures are going to be sent to those individuals. They find his character to be disputed, and they find his character to be something against their self-interest and their foreign policy. What would happen? I know that last year when we had the program, the individuals who did a counter-protest outside, who had the slogans that down with Khomeini, they had slogans that death to, and these violent slogans, and these people who were just a very few decided that before they're going to do their counter protest, they're going to start telling individuals that they're coming. Do you know that the rest of the centers decided that they're not going to do that program? Do you know that the place we did not have in GTA, but it was granted to us? Are we such? That our Muslim brothers and sisters are being oppressed all over the world, but when we want to find an oppressor, we see that the oppressors are just within our own selves. Do we stand against those oppressors that are within our own selves? In his worldview, there was nothing else but sincerity. When he used to walk, when he used to wave his hand, in every motion of his, he would remind himself that this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we have that sincerity for the sake that the traveling is going to be smoother and that immigration is not going to ask too many questions? There are individuals who will fail to do their responsibility to participate in the rally of Quds. Yet those individuals would be taking his name. In his world view, there was no other supreme power than the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many powers in our lives are supreme? Oh, why didn't you come to the protest? Well, my wife said that it's better not to go. My wife said that I should not go to that particular protest, because once you go to that particular protest, you're going to be labeled. And if you are going to be labeled, there are going to be difficulties that we would have to face. So therefore, do not go out of the house when they are having that protest. Whose power is supreme? Whose power is supreme? In his world view, he was a man of principles. He was not a man that was driven by goals. If he had a goal, that was what? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a man of principles. If you look at his life, what you will find is that there were principles that were given to the prophets, to their successors, so that they implement those principles in their lives. And to him, each principle was more dear than anything else. What are we? We are people driven by goals. And in order to achieve that goal, we will break our principles, we will justify the means so that the end is achieved. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah, did his responsibility in upholding the principles and never worried about the result. What he kept on saying is that I need to do my responsibility. The result is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wills, there will be a government of Allah upon those people. There will be the culture that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for humanity, so that they can uplift themselves and come closer to Allah. We are goal driven. Our institutions are our gods. We take those institutions and we just want them to be okay, so therefore just submit to them and do whatever is required so that the institution is okay. His thought, his worldview needs to be revived. By who? You and I. The enemies are not going to revive it. Those individuals who have a disputed argument against the tasks and the responsibilities that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah did, they're not going to revive it. Who's going to revive it? The individuals who are in love with Imam Khomeini rahmatullah. If we don't do it, there was a time that a person came to Imam Khomeini and he said, you know, people are going against, they're going away from the Inqalab, from the revolution. And Imam Khomeini, who, he was expecting a different reaction from him, he didn't get that. He had a kind of a smile on his face, which is not a reaction that he was expecting. It's the big news. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah replied, the revolution in itself cannot make people go away. It is those individuals who are carrying the flags of that revolution. And the people who are carrying the flags of that revolution, if we do not revive his thought and his character, the individuals who should have gotten this perspective, worldview about this world will not get it. And we will be left as a small group of people Like I remember in the Quds rally, whenever I would go, there would be like 30, 40 people, and all of us 30, 40 people would say salam to each other, and we would see each other every year. And then slowly, slowly, there was efforts that were made, but I don't know if the efforts were made in the right direction, but the efforts were made, and people started to know, and when there were more people coming, the other individuals also got the strength to come, and last year we had about 3,000 more or less people. And one of the individuals who always come is, of course, is Ayaz Zafar Bangash, and there's no need for me to say it, although the gratitude is there, our obligation is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him for that. But you will find that in the Quds rally, you will not find those individuals who should participate. We have individuals who think that by separating politics from religion, they're going to become successful. Seriously. We've been separating politics from religion for the last 1400 years. What did we get? What did we get? We have our brothers and sisters being massacred all over the world as we speak. What did we get? Do we get the honor and the success that we were looking for by separating the politics and religion? In today's world, if you were to say that you are a Muslim, people look down upon you and I. But the individual in whose worldview religion and politics was one, they have the independency where they can put their head high and have the independence to show and not need to submit or bow down to any supreme power. They have the ability to be able to articulate, invent, survive, have their freedom of decision and choice. That the whole world, whether they like it or they don't like it, they are and they will admit that independent thought only exists in that country that took politics and religion as one. So, what are we to do? Are we all going to become like him? Maybe we were not chosen in that world. But are we responsible to participate and have the principles of Islam in our lives? We do. Everyone is going to be held responsible on the Day of Judgment. Did you say the truth? Did you help your brothers and sisters? Were you sincere? For you, was there any other supreme power but Allah? Every one of us are going to be asked those questions, and regardless of what you give the answer today, right now, in your mind, in your conscience, doesn't matter. Let's not fool ourselves. Look at our lives and see how many principles we have. I would like to aspire, I would like to have that character in which principles are the governing authority, and those principles are the principles of the followers of the prophets and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. I believe my 20 minutes is over, and I'm sure some people are going to be upset, which they should, because we haven't shown our responsibility as it should. I'm sure some people are going to be critical, which they should. But the facts are. Either we hide from the facts or we embrace them so that we as a nation can become better. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our youths the ability to have the courage that we did not have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our ulama, the scholars, The ability to only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that when they speak, they do not speak for greed, they do not speak out of fear, they do not speak out of love of this world, that they speak out to only say the truth and nothing but the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our sisters that sanctity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them, and that sanctity is the righteousness and the iffah that they're supposed to uphold and transfer the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the children that they are going to raise, so that they become the soldiers of that Imam that we all are waiting for. May those individuals who are the oppressors of the time, they should know that in us lies the potential to rise ourselves up wherever there is going to be a need to stand firm for the principles of Islam, regardless of what they will do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all an audience with our Imam, and that we are the true followers of his. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal Asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep your guidance over us. Let us all recite a loud salawat for our respected Maulana.
Allah.
Today, as we all know, is Father's Day. So I would like to wish all the great fathers out there a very happy Father's Day. We gather here to salute our spiritual father, who guided us and showed us the path of haq and spirituality. Allow me to share a few quotations of our spiritual father, Imam Khomeini. This nationalism is the source of the miseries of all Muslims. Nationalism is planned by plotters to create discord amongst Muslims, and it is being propagandized by agents of colonization. The plan of the great powers and their affiliates in the Muslim countries is to separate and divide the various strata of Muslims, whom God has declared brothers, under the guise of Kurd, Arab, Turk, Fars, etc., nations, and even make them regard themselves as enemies of one another. This is against the path of Islam and the Holy Quran. Another quotation: those who, in the name of nationalism, factionalism, etc., create schism and disunity amongst Muslims are armies of the devil, opponents of the Holy Quran, and helping agents of the superpowers. And the last, one of my favorite quotes: we Muslims are busy bickering over whether to fold or unfold our arms during prayers, while the enemy is devising ways of cutting us off. The next item on our agenda is poetry by our brother Mohsin Jafri. Please extend a warm welcome to our brother with a loud salawat. Faz Bukhari to make his way up to the stage. Now we will be asking you questions about the speech to test how well you have all been listening.
Assalamu alaikum again. So the first question here is, what indicates that we have truly shown respect to Imam Khomeini? Yes. The prize is actually nice. I wish I could answer questions too. It's a $10 gift card from Tim Hortons. So the second question is, where are the biggest oppressors we must overcome? Let's get someone from the brother side, inshallah. Come on, brothers. It's a competition. Yes.
Within ourselves.
Yes, Asant. But Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat.